So we are sitting and hanging out with the family, and my son turns to me and says some of the words any gaming dad has waited his entire dad career to hear. Dad, I want to play a game. Dad, let's play a game.
Achievement unlocked.
It was just almost like hands are sweaty. Like, this is the moment. I don't want to blow it. This is exciting.
What game do I start? What game do I give him?
Well, there was the intro thing. So right off the bat, of course, now he wants to have his own controller. So I have my first controller. He has a second controller. Turn it on. He wants the red one, which is fortunate because that is player two.
Oh, nice. Okay, good.
Now, it's not going to do anything, but it's important that he holds a controller that is lit up. Pass right. him the controller. Go on over, start up a game. And what game do I start for the first time with my son except No Man's Sky next?
Oh, that's a good intro.
Booted it up. Off we flew into the stars. Gaming dad achievement. We did it. The adult beverages are poured, the kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming, a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new fathers figuring out their gaming lives. My name is Trevor, and I have a 3-year-old and a 10-month-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old.
No Man's Sky next. It launched. It is the game. It is the promise fulfilled. It is Hello Games coming back and making good on all the promises that they had made 2 years past the initial release.
Yes, that's a while. At least we saw something, right? Like, it's 2 years, but they've worked on it for 2 years. Probably needed to be in the oven for 2 more years as part of this gaming launch. But no, glad they made it.
I'm curious if I really am curious if they had not launched it. And they had taken an extra 2 years. How similar or how different the game would be to what we just received right now? Like, would it be actually much worse because they spent time on kind of bad features? Because a part of this, too, is like they got some feedback from people. They were able to kind of watch what people were doing.
They got a lot of feedback from people. And I'm sure that kind of gave them direction where to go first.
But it's wild. I don't think I've ever seen a gaming story like this. And it's been curious for me because I was with game... Day one purchaser. I stayed up until midnight to play it. I was a huge apologist for it. Like, I still thought it was a great game. Like, I really enjoyed it. I sunk a bunch of time into it.
Yeah, you were on the bandwagon for a while there.
Yeah, it was great. I had a wonderful time with it. Like, got in, played it. I didn't think it was so drastically far from what they'd promised, but same time, I could appreciate what people were saying. So they had the previous update, call it about a year ago, the one that launched land vehicles, freighters, a ton of updates, right? They already had a massive update.
Yep.
But this new one, this is, if I had an analogy to try to explain this one, I think the first game that launched was Witcher 1, mm-hmm. right? The first version of No Man's Sky was kind of Witcher 1. Not necessarily quite that good, but go with me for the analogy, right? Because Witcher 1 is a good game. So just...
yeah.
The first launch was Witcher 1. When it... The second update there was Witcher 2.
Okay.
Right? So that first update. Like, No Man's Sky next is Witcher 3 and all of the DLC. Like, it's okay. And I'm not just... Sorry, and to be clear, I'm not saying this game is as good as Witcher.
Not comparable to it. Yeah, no. Yeah, but I get you.
The size, like the... crazy size difference or the magnitude of the update is to Witcher 1 to Witcher 3, No Man's Sky launch to No Man's Sky next, what we just got.
Yep, I can totally see that. And I think a lot of people have seen that with it jumping the charts again, all the way up to like concurrent users. It's in the top 10 now. So
yeah, because it's one of the top 6 played games on Steam right now. Like it's... The player base is just skyrocketing. The praise is pouring in. People are loving this update. Geez, I should have... It's hard to kind of go down all the updates that they did. I mean, so it's a complete graphical overhaul. Planets look better. Textures look better. Aliens look more diverse. Animals look more diverse. They sound different. New crafting system. New tools for crafting. as far as like little modules, you can put down a compressor that you put in certain parts of minerals or resources, and it converts it into something else. Base builders, you can build a base anywhere. Previously, you could only build bases on very specific locations.
And unlimited, too, they've said. Unlimited base building.
Any sizes. Like I've seen some crazy ones where the people are carving mountains.
Yeah, somebody out. Built it out into space.
Yeah, that's so, right, Stairway to Heaven.
That I is saw that a long, that's a tall tower.
Yeah, somebody built a stairway that took literally 3 literal minutes to climb of nonstop walking. That's how tall this tower was. So improvement to space fighting, the ability to have multiple ships, call in multiple ships. You can now very much just be a pirate. Your freighter will go any number of places. Like it's staggering. The update to this thing, it's such an incredible update for free.
Yep.
2 years after launch, after the team got just decimated online.
Oh yeah, they went dark for a while. I think they stopped responding like after a certain amount of death threats and just kind of left to their own devices, which is good. They needed to retool and come back stronger, which I think they did. I think they did achieve at least most of what they initially promised, right? So yeah. A lot of people were waiting for that.
Third person view on the actual, so character customization, you can be many of the classes, you can change how your space guy looks, which is important because now you can be third person flight mode. That's just about the greatest like quality of life thing I've seen in this game. Like that felt so amazing. But sorry, I'm just prattling on. Obviously, I'm excited. I really love it. like Jeff, you stepped back into the game, and as not as fervent of fanboy as myself. What is your take on it? Like, what is your feeling on it?
So I will say that this game has tried to kill me twice.
in-game, I hope.
Yeah, in-game. I started a new game because I did load up my old save, and I had no idea what I was doing, where I was going. I was out of fuel. I was just adrift in the vast ocean of space. So I started a new game, and immediately on a radioactive planet trying to kill me. But it looked beautiful. Like, there were colors jumping off the spectrum. There were animals, like you said, traveling in almost like little gangs, like they would stick with each other. And then I got back to fixing up my ship and getting into it. And I will notice like you went down the list of new improvements. I will say the best one to me is the third person addition to this, where you see your person in third person and you can actually kind of feel this planet, and it kind of gives you a better focus of what you're doing, where you're going. The views are insane that way. I find the original view was just too much like almost like a VHS screen, like you're viewing it through a TV, where this is more visceral. I could feel the planet. I could get into that spaceship and start crafting stuff. So it was a cool experience. I will say it held my attention, which is a good thing. Very good thing. And it's a very chill experience, unless the planet is trying to kill you. a lot of good improvements. I will say that they did a very good job. I still wish they fixed the user interface. I think that's the biggest thing for me. I can't. I've played other games where they have like a, almost like a menu wheel that pops up. I think that maybe system would work better for this. I found the up and down arrows and hold clicking and other clicks that weren't hold clicking and stuff weren't working for me. So other than that, it's an awesome update, and I am pretty pumped to kind of hop back in as I can. I don't think I'll stick with it for like hours at a time, but it's a cool game just kind of hop in, hop out, I think.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious if I had the same experience. One of the wildest things for myself from the first version of playing it is how deep of sleep I would have after playing it.
Yeah, myself, right.
There's something super meditative about it back when I used to play it like a lot more. Kind of curious if that still exists, because it was just between the music, colors, and the soft kind of flowing, floating.
Yeah. The music by the time I went to bed.
Oh, it's beautiful.
The music,
it gets intense. Like, if you ever do get into fights with drones or the sentinels, like that picks up right away, it gets super scary.
Yep.
So, I mean, so you mentioned something like the ape. You're going to keep mentioning things and it'll remind me of more of the updates, because again, it's just, there's so much to go through. It's wild. They updated the AI for the sentinels, so they're a lot smarter and they kind of attack you or not attack you.
Yeah.
a bit more reasonably. Like, you can hide from them, for instance, and they'll kind of like search and then like call it off. So it's not just they always lock on, know where you are. They're, the animals are, besides looking different, looking better, sounding better, they also have kind of herd mentality.
Yes, so, that's what it is, yeah.
Yeah, so they will kind of like clump together and they'll run off. There's a lot more, a lot higher mountains. You can, there's low flying, so you can go right down. A lot of variety as far as the actual planets themselves, as far as ocean worlds, mountain worlds, dead worlds. I haven't found one yet, but there's like these monochromatic worlds.
Oh, yeah.
Which look, it's as if all the color just gets completely sucked out. And it looks freaky as hell.
That like,
it's
sounds wild. Horrible. I don't want to be that planet. I want my colorful planet. I found a nice, serene planet. I'm going to mm-hmm. stay there for a while and build a base.
The starports, the star bases are super lived in now. So completely blown out and expanded. So there is multiple aliens. So it's no longer just two tiny rooms. Like, it really does feel like a live spaceport that you kind of get into. Mm-hmm. Just nuts. And like multiplayer.
With yes.
True, unabashed, like multiplayer, which Jeff, you and myself got to get into a little bit as we romped around space together.
Yeah, we tried it out. So
new dads in space.
New dads in space together.
What were your thoughts on that?
It wasn't so lonely. Well, I think you and I both had the same experience of trying to get into the game. It just wasn't explained that well. You were presented two options, either join game or invite friends, I think is the other one. But anyway, you have to start a game and then the other person joins you, which we kind of figured out. And then once that gets going, it's really cool. It's cool to have someone there with you that can either help you out with minerals and resources that you don't have or that you need, specifically me and launch fuel.
Yeah.
So it's good to kind of like take on the universe together. And I could see, I think it's up to 16 players, if I'm not mistaken. So it'd be interesting to see like a whole kind of gang of people just kind of owning a planet and taking on the system together and traveling in squads and stuff. I think that's a whole new breath of life that I would be interested in if I could commit the time to do it, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. So if yeah. it's an occasional yeah, actually hop like in.
A space posse, and you decide to be, you know, you start a pirate gang.
Yeah.
So then you zip around and you have a home base and you're all building. You could imagine with some of the modes as far as actually building bases, like it's gotten quite interesting. Then you can imagine like 16 people
yeah.
just all crafting the same base.
Yeah. And you can share bases too, right? I think that's an option mm-hmm. in there. So you can all park your ship on the same base and live out of it. And again, I think that kind of realizes their vision, their initial vision of having this kind of collaborative experience. Although they did say that you might not meet anyone in the system. And when you do, you know, it's like this occasional occurrence. I think this is a much better direction where you kind of have that option to take on the universe together, which is just so much better to me, at least mm-hmm. to me. I find it a chill experience alone, but then, you know, somewhat lonely. Like, you're not sharing cool planets with other people.
Yeah, and there's a matchmaking part. So, of course, you can hop in with friends, and that's great. But there's also the option just to join a random pilot.
Yeah.
Like, play with somebody else, which a little intimidating for me as I'm not really onto the whole online scene, so I'm not so sure about that.
Hey, you were guiding me along, so.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I know my No Man's Sky. I'm just saying, I don't right. know. Rando space pirate. I don't know. Seems a little intimidating for myself. But I think if at any point, it's dipped down a few times in price, so I think it's approachable. Like, it's been a part of a few sales.
Yeah,
these are all free updates. I think it's a great dad game. Two reasons. First, just for a dad that has no time, it's so vast and never ending that you can really just pop in and have yourself a chill space experience whenever you like. It's not going to be super demanding.
Yeah, as long as you're cool with kind of like a no end game, like there really mm-hmm. isn't an end to it. I think like I haven't completed the narrative, but I've heard that there's like it doesn't. There's no definitive end to it. So if you're cool to jump in and kind of mess around, this is your game. Yeah,
you get to the end of the story. I haven't been there, so I can't say definitively, but you get to the end and it's like, that's what that is. And then you kind of just keep going or restart. I haven't got there, so I'm not sure how that works, but it's, yeah. But those in between, like, I'm going to now try to craft a huge base this week, or I'm going to go try to find all the animals on this planet. Like, you know, I think there's, it's sessionable, which is really important from a dad perspective. And yeah, more important too is, you know, my, so I, at the top, I mentioned the story with my kid and he had a blast with it. And, you know, he's a 3-year-old, so it's not very advanced at this point, but it's kept asking, what do you want to do? Like, where do you want to go? He's like, oh, let's go over there. And I'd run my little spaceman there. Like, do you want to feed that animal? He's like, yeah, feed the animal. So we'd run off and we'd feed this animal, or we'd build something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's like, do you want to build a house now? And, you know, we kept all these options for creativity. Dad, well, tip would be like, I really do suggest getting, if you're going to do that with your kid, have a creative mode enabled. Yeah. So creative mode in this game, you can just, it's unlimited resources. You can craft whatever you want, just build whatever you want. Other normal mode is, you know, you have to, there's survival. You have to mine and refine all these resources to build things. Not super fun for a 3-year-old to watch his dad desperately try to like figure out how to like combine resources to build something. So that was a bit of a letdown. So I'd definitely say, like, if you're gonna do it with the kids, put it into creative so you're not like limited. But yeah, I think with the kids it's awesome. And I mean, think about the fact that your son can look, or daughter can look into the sky with you in this game and say, that planet looks nice. Like, yeah, let's go there. Mm-hmm. And you just point your rocket ship up and you fly over there. That that planet in the sky is a fully realized planet with animals and caves and an ecosystem. And you could just go there.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, it's kind of like Lego without being Lego, right? Like, it's a very creative procedural game. Your imagination is kind of the limit. You can build anything, go anywhere, do anything. You can just sit on a planet and just look at the sun come up for all you care. Like, it's very much a dad game with kids, I think, as well. And it's something that I do relate to that other Lego Worlds game where, you know, the kids just want to run around a planet without, there's usually not much of a threat either. And being in creative mode, you don't have to worry about any other life expectancy issues in it. So yeah, hand the controller off. I think it'd be fun to play with.
I'm going to be really curious about the gaming dad experience. Like, I'd like to keep our ear to the ground. And if any gaming dads out there have experienced this, drop us a line. But we've heard great, great stories coming from gaming dads with Overwatch and the kid having an account, us having an account.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And playing together. Like, imagine the case where there's two games of this No Man's Sky and you're in the same universe now doing multiplayer and you're building something together. So as opposed to this might replace Minecraft in that sense, where the two of you are in the same world, you're kind of building stuff.
Yeah.
But now you're building stuff, except now it's this fully realized space game as opposed to this kind of blocky just earth thing. No, and no shade at Minecraft, that's a fantastic experience, but just if this is a bit more adult, a bit more deep, it might be interesting. I'm curious to see if there'll be instances of dad and kid duos attacking the universe together.
Yeah, you never know. They'd form their own fleet and take to the stars, right? And we'll see them out there with my shuttle again adrift in space because I forgot to fill it with fuel. So
anybody out there? Somebody please help.
Please help me.
You know, obviously, it's, I want to try to tamper my review of it in a sense, because obviously I was a huge fan of it when it launched. I've been a huge fan developer. Each time they do these updates, it's incredibly exciting. But to be so excited about the first version and then to have these guys continue to deliver on it, to not give it up, has been one of the greater gaming experiences of my life. Like, I don't mind saying that because it's a great game. It was a wild story to watch develop, just from a purely political sense of, like,
yeah, that's
overpromising dynamics of being an exclusive title and being pushed to launch too soon, sticking with it, winning back the audience's trust, and delivering an incredible gaming for dads.
What's going to be interesting, really, is I don't know if they're going to continue to support in this same sense. I think fixes and patches are on the way, but is there another next update that is as big as this, or Are they going to call it quits after a few and then kind of move on? Or yeah, is this their baby?
It is the size of the... I wonder if they could... I mean, I had evoked Minecraft before. You do wonder if they could attain... There's never going to be another Minecraft, you know, per se. So I don't try to say that type of thing. But I do wonder if they're going to be able to achieve some type of perpetual stewardship with this type of game, where they're going to be able to continually build on and continue to deliver content to the community. Like, would it be so active, or will it kind of peter out? I would not feel bad necessarily if they charge for the next update.
Yeah, see where that goes too, right? Like, maybe it's something that, again, if it's something as simple as cosmetic upgrades, people just buy that stuff, no problem. So even if you limited it to, you know, cosmetic ships or bases, that might be something to kind of feed the servers that they need to keep online and then develop content.
I think the place they've gotten to now, if they tried to charge for this one, there'd probably be a little bit of ill will.
Mm-hmm.
Although that, given what they're delivering, not so much. But now that it's satiated, now that they've delivered on the promise, it is, again, it's kind of like Horizon Zero Dawn, Witcher 3. If they were to come with a paid DLC, it's like, okay, I'm happy that this thing, I want to support this developer now. So I would shell out a bit of money for the next version.
The next.
Next.
Yeah. Again, just be clear about it and what you're going to deliver. And again, that trust is, I think it's being earned back, but we'll see. We'll see what's going on.
You don't think trust is back yet?
Well,
you have some doubts?
I think they had a couple of years to work out what they showed. And then they kind of, you know, had some other things going on that stalled a little bit. But I think they're almost there. I think there's a few things that they could work on and deliver on that they first showed. I think there's a lot of more wildlife that was shown in those first videos that were massive animals and stuff that were maybe I haven't seen. Maybe they're not on my planet.
I'd say take a peruse the No Man's Sky Reddit. You'd be surprised some of the stuff that they're seeing. There's some really ridiculous dinosaurs. Like, the size is pretty wild. Yeah. I'm kind of excited to see one myself.
We'll keep searching. So, I'll have to keep hopping, planet hopping.
Yeah, yeah, to see what's next. But the New Dead Gaming, I think, definitely approved. We definitely want to get this review out of this game because it was... We see this one pop up so often, and it's one of the wildest gaming stories ever. And I think now we can say it, that it's an excellent dad pick. And if you're kind of on the fence, certainly consider it.
Yep.
Man, No Man's Sky next. They did it. But from one victory on to the next, with fatherhood, sometimes you have to know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
Whoa.
And I'm not just talking about diapers. It's time for Gaming Dad Victory of the Week. This week's victory goes to Ryan Smart, because gaming can be more than just consoles, and Ryan brought his daughter to the table. Jeff, why don't you walk us through the photo that Ryan posted?
So there's a baby at the table that has...
There's a baby at the table.
The baby at the table, and a shocked and stunned look on the cards that have been dealt. And it's super cute. I can't believe that. Well, it's kind of neat how they've set it up too. Because there's... What game is that?
That is Dominion.
Okay, yeah. Nice. So teaching them early. Yeah.
So what we're looking at here is the... as Jeff said, just about the cutest baby you'd ever seen, with a heck of a shocked expression. Dominion, a bunch of the cards laid out just in front of the table. And the caption reading, looks like I have a new rival. So, we'd seen this a few times with card games being posted from gaming dads as well. It's kind of a different avenue than what we tend to talk about, but it's still very much gaming, and it's still very much gaming to spend quality time with your kids.
Yeah, perhaps absolutely.
This one might be a little too young, but I think we've seen some good examples of board games with kids. Are board games part of your own mix there with your family?
Oh, absolutely. My kids, at least my oldest one, loves card games, board games, very complex board games as well. And I think it's something that if you have a love for gaming, video games in general, I think that kind of carries over to board games as well, because it's very much living out that same creative world just in like a physical form. So Dominion, the only one I can relate it to is we have other kind of battle card games that we play too. And it does so much at once. It has that bond of gaming as well as teaching the math and strategy and all this other stuff that comes along with it. So I think it's very much part of the video game world. It's just, again, in card form.
Yeah, I like the depth of it too, because it's never just, you're just surviving this turn. Your character isn't just jumping over the pit.
No,
with a card game like that, like you're thinking, it's 3D chess. Like you need to think four moves ahead.
Yep.
You know, what cards do they have? Like counter moves to that particular one. So that type of thinking instilled in kids is kind of fun. And I think there's something too about the physicality of it.
Yep.
And getting them away from the TV.
Yeah, for sure. And there's even some games that have introduced an interactive element. I'm not sure if Dominion's one of them, but you can actually have a tablet running and it can go through a narrative with you, or you can keep track of cards through their online app or whatever. So there's even that kind of hybrid of stuff where it's board game and kind of video game as well, or an element to it, which is kind of neat to see too.
Yeah. So this is great to see from gaming dads, where it's the bringing them away from the screen, trying the different avenues of gaming, flexing different type of muscles of it, but still having that game, that enjoyment, that challenge of it.
Yep.
And yeah, you're staring down a scary opponent like this one.
Yeah.
you know you're in for a rough game.
You might want to laminate those cards. There might be some spit up.
So for laying it all out on the table for his daughter, Ryan Smart has won this week's Gaming Dad Victory of the Week. If you would like to be nominated or know somebody else deserving, please reach out to us at our website at newdadgaming.com.
And new dads, listen up as we go over this week's highlights and what happened in the world of gaming. As we talked about this episode, No Man's Sky update entitled No Man's Sky Next launched last week, adding a slew of new multiplayer features, game tweaks, visual upgrades, additions to base building, and a ton, and I mean a ton, of other revisions. If you've been missing out, now might be the time to jump in, especially since the game has been heavily discounted from when it first launched. A quick note, if you plan on or having bought the game on GOG.com, the multiplayer is not yet available on the DRM free copy. So that patch is scheduled later this year, so keep it locked here and we'll let you know when it launches. Steam has finally launched an all-new friends list with additional voice chat features. Finally, you can now sort the friends list through grouping, game type, making custom lists, view who is playing, and even where they are at in a specific game. Chat now includes all media, so send your GIFs, tweets, and videos along to your new friends as well. Voice chat and custom groups in-game are out, and finally, you can appear invisible if you're online, so you can have some alone time with that guilty pleasure. Maybe it's No Man's Sky. All these features seem pretty straightforward for any chat system, but we're glad to see them finally come to Steam and catch up to what's out there. And did you ever want a Commodore 64 growing up? Well, these days there's a mini iteration of pretty much every console ever created, and Commodore 64 is now no exception. The official launch in North America is planned for October 9th. It features the old school keyboard with the control stick in that retro style sun bleached beige tone, but includes modern updates like mini USB and HDMI ports. No word on pricing, but this has been available in the UK for some time now for around £69, so expect this to be in the $100 plus range. Rubble on the double. Paw Patrol, the hit kids TV show, is now coming to consoles in October with its first game. No other details have been given at this point, but just the name alone should be enough for kids to be excited and for dad's eyes to twitch in irritation. Who knows, it might be a good entry point for kids to get into gaming, but we would recommend maybe reading some reviews before purchasing to ensure this game is easy enough for the little ones to control. And just a quick note, if you are not good at one of the world's most popular games right now, Fortnite, you'll be happy to know that Epic is reinstating its Playground mode, where you can run around and practice the basics of jumping, shooting, and building without being killed off. Even invite players in for some target practice with immediate respawns and tons of loot drops to play around in. Playground mode has been a temporary feature thus far, with Epic saying that it takes at least 5 times the server power for it. So we're not sure if this is something that will stay forever, or just last a fortnight. In other game releases, highlights include Banner Saga 3 and Mega Man Legacy Collection for all the consoles and systems, The Council Episode 3 Ripples for PC, Xbox One, and PS4, The Persistence PS4 VR, and that's No Man's Sky Next Update, again, launched for Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC. That's it for gaming news of this week. Catch a nap and tune in next time for another update.
Now, the update we didn't see within Next was any PSVR support.
Oh, yes. See, there's the next update, next VR update.
So the problem is if you follow any of the, I guess what they're calling ARG, or just kind of real life game within a game type thing that's going on, there's a bunch of teaser sites, there's a bunch of weird links, there's a bunch of code and tapes and like a whole weird slew of things that Hello Games is doing with the community.
Okay.
And much of it ends up pointing to, it feels like it's a hint. I don't know if people just are desperate for it, but it's the type of thing, for instance, like they read through the one piece of code after a series of links that they were given from Hello Games. They were able to find this one site, and looking at certain parts of it, there was this hex code. That hex code translated into Morpheus, like very specifically.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
It spelled out Morpheus.
Yeah.
Morpheus being the code name for PSVR before it launched. And so, of course, that could be a coincidence. But at the same time, it's still just, there's enough of that and similar style stuff that it's like, it feels like they're kind of hinting at it. I don't know if it could, can it handle it? Like, is it possible?
Well, I think that's where we get into, maybe it's a VR thing for PC. Wouldn't that be a kind of a heartbreaker?
Oh, and that's...
Because you're not dealing with specs as much as you are with PS4, which at least my OG PS4 is kind of struggling on some of those things. So,
yeah, it had to be definitely downscaled. Like, it'd probably be a slightly reduced experience, but
yeah, we don't want to go back. We don't want to go back to the previous. We want to go forward. So,
yeah. Man, but they could pull it off though. Like, that'd be what a heck of a title. Like the. Finally, like the true space sim, full out, fully realized.
Yeah.
The Skyrim of VR in space.
Yeah.
finally, this like full game, no limitations, no kind of tiny sandbox version.
He's still the dream going, don't worry.
Yeah. So of course it launches, and the first thing it does is like, okay, is VR next? Like, when are we going to get the VR? Where's the rest of it?
I don't know, man. That's going to be a lot to do. So we'll see. Oh. We're holding out hope. That would be a killer update if they actually did it.
Yeah. And at least they held off on any type of Battle Royale for...
Oh, my God.
No Man's Sky.
Can you imagine?
But in Fortnite, I mean, a number of episodes ago when you and I did the dad experiment with Fortnite...
Yes.
I think one of the things we both said was like, it'd be a lot better if we could just hop into a map and putz around.
Yes, absolutely. You know, get to know the controls without being shot at. That would be great.
And just even play a bit. Because especially if like, you can get a number of people and you die, but then you can just kind of hop right back in. It's kind of inconsequential. That'd be great. They did it. It looks like they actually launched it.
Yeah.
Like a bit more permanently.
Yeah, they did say it takes a lot to run that thing, which I understand, but come on, like, make an offline sandbox mode then. I just needed a tutorial to get my quick building fingers up and running. Yeah. So,
well, especially with, again, it just feels like another one of those really great opportunities for gaming dads and their kids, because of course your kids are playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
Of course. And so if you can, and you're not going to necessarily want to play too competitively with them, so the two of you can just hop into a space, kind of call it like a safer space, and be able to jump around, build a bunch of silly things, like rocket anything.
Yeah.
And that sounds like a great blast for a dad and kid duo.
Yeah. Again, for us dads to practice so we can play against our kids and make sure we keep the challenge there, you know, push them forward.
Yeah. Oh, but, yeah, just want to mention that one too, because I know we had very much mentioned that as part of the experiment. So thank you, everybody, so much for listening. Thanks for the patience. We were obviously a bit late for this episode, combination of the excitement for Next as well as some horrific sleeping situations that my kids are into over here, but we'll save that one for another time. Right now, we're going to keep jubilant about No Man's Sky VR and launch ourselves off into space. So we're going to have a few other dad reviews and experiments coming up. I think Warframe, I think, is on the docket.
Yep.
Which could not be more intimidating than No Man's Sky. But if there's anything else in particular anybody would like us to get into from a dad perspective, send it along to us. We'd love to hear from you. So thank you so much for listening. This has been New Dad Gaming. If you'd like to get a hold of us, as per mentioned, find us on the website at newdadgaming.com. We're also on all of the social media sites if you'd like to find us that way. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, and most other places you find your podcast. If you'd like to be nominated for Gaming Dad Victory of the Week, find us on the website as well. And until next week, my name is Trevor. I am a spaceman, and I have a 3-year-old and a 10-month-old.
And I'm Jeff. I'm currently on a planet that's trying to kill me, and I have an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old.
Okay. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Yeah. My kids are trying to kill me. My game's trying to kill me.
Everything is against me.
There's just no rest.
It's not going to happen.
My space kid is trying to kill me. Just...